Welcome to the Vibrant Living Network. Have you ever wondered what is possible beyond possible? What is the thing you've been wondering and inquiring about? Are you just feeling stuck and don't know why? Are you thinking or are you seeing? Seeing allows us to expand and have this other experience. We want to invite you for that wake-up call. We want to invite your spirit, your soul, so to be more alive, more connected. Glenn Brooks has been a life coach for over 33 years, author of Divorced to Patterns, Not Each Other, an explorer of what is possible. He has worked with people all around the world. Join us for a wake-up conversation, a dialogue with you. We will have some of the most interesting contributors. We will be talking to some of the most interesting people and have some of the most resourceful teachers, wisdom-filled people from around the world join us. Share your voice, ask the questions, become free of the known into a new world of possibility. We are going to talk about all the things you wonder about: how to live, how to heal, how to connect, how to love, how to be seen. Your life is precious. Enjoy it.
Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks, live with you today. Good being live, nothing like being live. Welcome to the Vibrant Living Network. Boy, I could feel in my body this rush of inspiration. I want to welcome my beloved co-host and generator visionary. I'm so happy she's here, Kai Cole, with us. We got Kim Shimori coming on today. Kim, she's our vibrant traveler. She's traveling around the world to share with you the latest insights about some of the places on the earth that could generate more health and well-being and have treatments to help rejuvenate you, because starting today, we're having our 120 club. I want to invite you to live to 120 and not just survive, but live and vitalize and open up another whole passage of energy. So I want you to live longer, and I want you to cultivate, and I want you to get into that mindset. And wow, along with Kim Shimori, our ResoPath, Kim, she helps people discover and listen to what their body's speaking to them. The hidden messages of the body. Your body's always saying something, but could you listen to it? That's what Kim, she does. She travels the world, and she works with people as a ResoPath. She's going to be our featured speaker at our Vibrant Living Summit, and that's going to be an amazing event. I'll be letting you know more about that. Ariel, our New York, New Jersey Vibrant Living Coordinator, also Vibrant Speaking event. Now, do we have Dr. Norm on board yet, Chris? I don't even know if we got Dr. Norm yet, but I was going to do my introduction to Dr. Norm. We had one more open line, right? Is my math serving me well today, Chris? One more open line? I love hearing that. Thank you, Chris. Well, Norm hasn't arrived yet, but I just thought I would share with you guys in the audience that I've known Norm 27 years. Norm's a neurosurgeon. He probably, in my view, wrote one of the most comprehensive breakthrough books on self-help. Oh, God, probably 30 years ago. His more recent book is called Living Bliss. What I love about him is he really fulfills, I think, the vision and purpose and mission of Vibrant Living, which is to address the many levels of a more expressed, relational, connected life, a life where that we can move past not just diagnoses and depression, which Norm says underlies 80% of health conditions are underlined by depression. So if you remove depression, you free up the human body. Dr. Norm, who I love so much, he's a family member. He has people travel the world to see him for chronic and acute pain, depression. And I would say in the world, is probably one of the foremost researchers and practitioners of the most thorough integrative approach for pain. He's done exorcisms, many, many exorcisms. One of his books is called How Occult Medicine Could Save Your Life. He's a man that really reflects the highest level of true education to draw from within. And he personally walked me through a level of heartbreaks that I didn't think I could move through. He opened his heart and his mind to me. He's going to be at our Vibrant Speaker Summit, and we're coordinating to get him on today. Well, Kai, I want to say, as you can hear, I'm just so honored and touched Norm's with us. He played a significant part of my life. What I mean by that, I could call Norm anytime. And on so many levels, his beginner mind, he's very much a beginner. He's just, what I mean by that is he's always open to researching the next thing. He's not he's not concluded in the sense that he's always researching energy devices, protocols, how things impact us. And that's why he's such a perfect match for Vibrant Living. And also because I think at our conference, our Vibrant Speaking Summit, and this mini series, along with Kimchi, I think we're breaking new ground in this field of vibrant medicine, a medicine that doesn't just leave you free of symptoms. It really starts to tap into the bigger question of what gives you that bigger sense of happiness, connection. You know, that sense of wonder. When you look at a baby, the baby has it, right? You see the baby. What happens to us? What goes away? What is it that happens in our life that we kind of get disconnected? Kai, I'm so happy you're here. I'd love you to share what anything that's moving you about today's show. And we're going to have a deep dive. We're a deep diver show. We want to welcome you to a deep dive conversation.
Thank you for the very warm welcome. I'm actually very moved by what's going on in Kim Chi's universe. We had a wonderful, wonderful call with her where she really took a deep dive with us into what moves her about being a resopath and how she is making a momentous, momentous mark on the industry where she is in Puerto Rico right now.
Kai, first of all, welcome, Kimchi. Welcome.
Hi, Glenn. Hi, Kai.
Hey.
Today, walking the streets of Puerto Rico, this country, this island really needs help. And people are coming down here to help them restart, whether it's medicine, whether it's agriculture, whether it's energy. Maybe 1,000 of people are down here. The best brains, the elite, are all coming down, volunteering, coming together to restart Puerto Rico and to create a new social economic paradigm where everyone comes together to collaborate and play a different game. And this time the game is update the game, and the game is it's a game that where everybody can win, and so it's very exciting to be here. So yesterday I was here giving one of the very first health talk here in Puerto Rico at the museum. It used to be a children museum, and the group here led by Bob Pierce, they purchased it and they now rename it as the Untold History Museum. And so they can talk about what's going on in Puerto Rico. And I gave a very first health talk, talking about resopathy, talking about rejuvenation, dentistry, and even talking about the project that we are currently working on, Project Rejuvenation 120, where we are looking for all modalities, all kinds of supplement substances and technologies, anything to help us human beings thriving until at least 120 years old. So that's a hope and that's a goal. That's why we are all here.
Share with the audience, Kimchi, maybe a couple insights from your health talk, couple things, and also share what a resopath is, because I realize every day, a part of my day, I share with people, you know, how this has impacted me. What's a resopath? And share with us some insights from your talk. That'd be wonderful.
Yes. So resopathy, it's just a modality to allow us to help us communicate with the body. So what if we have a way to communicate with the body? What if we have a way to tap into that intelligence and let the body express itself, what it wants and needs? So resopathy comes from the word reso and pathy. Reso stands for resonance. Resonance is the language of the universe. So think of it this way. Every day when we do something, when we reach out to, for a food, a drink, or even to a person, what is it that we do? We feel it. We feel, oh, I want to eat this food. I want to have this drink. I'm interested in talking to this person. Mm-hmm. Or you walk into a room, feel with people. There are people you would be naturally, you know, leaning towards, say, I want to talk to that person. And there would be people who say, I'm not sure about talking to this person. So there's a resonance in these between these interactions. So every day we do that. Oh, I want this food. I don't want this food. And so that's a process. That's what resonance is. So resopathy is using resonance. Resonance is a language of the universe, using resonance as a way to talk to the body, to communicate with the body, to help us you hear from the body. Do you want it or do you don't want that? So we're already doing it naturally, instinctively every day. So that's what resopathy is. I came up with that word to explain a modality to connect with the body, to talk to the body, so we can hear the feedback. So that's what resonance is. So you just have to do just things using resonance as a language to communicate with the body. Does it make sense?
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you, and I want Kai. I'm curious.
Yeah, I want to know from Kai. Kai would be.
Go ahead, Kai. Kai, you shine your light, Kai. Go ahead, Kai. Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Chris. Welcome. Welcome, Dr. Norm.
Hey, sorry. I tried 3 times. The line was busy, but fourth time I got in.
Well, the fourth time is obviously the cosmos wanted you in today. With us on the line, Norm, is Kimchi Moore. Kimchi Moore, she's a resopath. She works with the energy of the body. She's calling in from Puerto Rico. She's a regular, Norm. She's traveling the world to share the messages of vibrant travel and the different messages and healing modalities from around the world. She loves your work, by the way. And we have my co-host, Kai Moore, Kai Cole, who's got the best energy on the planet. She's with us here. We got homeopath and coordinator for New York and New Jersey, Ariel. And you know what I want? We're having a big conversation about what heals us, what renews us, what rejuvenates us, what helps us live in bliss. And Kimchi was about to – actually, go ahead, yeah, because I want to – I actually have a very specific opening question for Norm. And I want to welcome you, Norm. I was so enthused and touched that you're here because you have a very special place in my whole my soul and my heart. Let's let Kimchi respond to the last question. Then I want to open up an opening question for Norm. So, Norm, if you could listen in, Kimchi's describing – her work as a resopath and how she works with people. And Kai, you were just about to ask her something about the unique work she does, and then Norm popped in. Welcome, Norm. Let's go back to you, Kai. What's the question for Kimchi? And then we'll open up with Norm's
Absolutely.
First question, which I got from Kimchi yesterday.
Yes, Kimchi, we took a very deep dive into what it is that you're doing, and what you revealed was something very exciting. That the health revolution that's going on, you know, especially as it pertains to extending our lifetime to at least 120 years, is also very closely related to the blockchain movement. Would you like to explain exactly what that revolution is and how it pertains to longevity?
First, I want to say hi to Norm. Norm, I got a chance
Hello.
To run into you at the Doctors Who Rock Award that celebrate you along with other incredible practitioners. And I was in Orlando, I guess, a few months ago, 6 months ago. And I got to run into you there. I got a picture with you. I love your work, by the way. Love, love, love your work.
Thank you.
And so, Kai, you were asking about, I'm a resopath. I just thought I want to run it by so we can catch, so Norm is aware of what I'm doing. So a resopath is a term that I come up with to describe a health modality that uses both biofeedback, advanced biofeedback technology, and resonance to decode the language of the body. The universe is all about energy, frequencies, and vibrations. So when two frequencies vibrate or they are similar to each other, they would go into resonance. At the point they go into resonance, the amplitude would shift, and that's when I record the data. So the universe speaks in the language of resonance. And every day that's how we talk. We resonate with this, we don't resonate with this. And what I do is I just begin to introduce substances. It could be a food, could be a remedy, could be a gemstone. into circuit with the body using a technology from Germany and hooking up the person in, you know, by holding on the electrode. So the person is in circuit. And then I start to measure the feedback to see does the person resonate with this substance or this food or not. And at the moment when there is a resonance, I record the data. So this allows me to talk to the body, to converse with the intelligence of the organism, to see what it wants and needs by linking all this information together and see the patterns. The pattern tell me what is it the organism trying to tell me. So that's what a resopathy is, a way to communicate with the body to see what it wants and needs. Instead of us practitioners say, this is what I think you want, and therefore do this. But when we involve the body, when we involve the intelligence of the organism, we can get things even more, let's say, targeted and get the result in a shorter time and more precise. So that's what resopathy is. And so I got, I'm in Puerto Rico here because this country, this island needs help. The people are just like, you know, the has been devastated, not only just because of the past, the corruption, but also of the because of the last two hurricanes. So people just need help. So that now I'm here in this movement because there are hundreds or thousands of people have come together in the last few days to bring their knowledge, the best of their brain to come here and see how we can help this country or this island. And most of these people are in the blockchain technology, and blockchain is a technology that allow us to be able to transact transparently. Everything will be recorded. Whatever we do, everything will be recorded in a transparent way so that we cannot tamper with the information, and therefore we can move forward humanity in a way that will be beneficial for all of us. So these people are now here together, collaborate, coming together and find a way to work together and play a different game, a game where we all collaborate and can win together. So I'm here bringing my health care knowledge along with other practitioners, and together we just join this blockchain community and see how can we help each other. How can we work together? And so
we're going to, it looks like Kim Shi and Kai and Dr. Norway and Ariel, we're going to take a break in a moment, broadcasting live from Puerto Rico. And Kim Shi's going to travel the world and share with us some of these wonderful insights and experiences and resources from around the world. She's our Vibrant Traveler. Stay with us. We'll continue with the Vibrant Living Network and Dr. Norm Shealy in a moment. I'm going to ask Norm a powerful question and share an experience that might touch a lot of you. So stay with us here on the Vibrant Living Radio Network. Your life's precious. Enjoy it.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Vibrant Living Network. Boy, along with Kim Shimura, Rezopath, Kai Cole, beloved co-host, Ariel, our New York coordinator, you're listening to the Vibrant Living Network. Dr. Norm Shirley. Well, Dr. Norm Shirley, I knew Dr. Norm Shirley's work for at least 30 years. I was very close with Norm, but during my own relational tsunami, where I really got locked between two worlds, and I didn't know I was in such severe heartbreak, through a series of Dr. Norm. You know, the opening question I really want to ask you, Norm, is I love how much you've covered in terms of meaningfulness, forgiveness, the things that really matter to help people free from 80% of people who have any chronic or a lot of times acute illnesses have depression. They have very deep depression. There was a dentist, actually, he was in touch with us. He was in deep depression. His brother finally convinced him to go to a symphony. And at the symphony, his soul turned on again. I guess my first question, Norm, I just first of all, I want to say I'm so honored always to speak to you. You're such a deep family member in so many ways to me, Norm. And the recent line you developed, by the way, the bliss line, because I was looking for a way to work with couples who are on the brink of breakups and separations and divorces, and I wanted something so they could change their brain and purify and catch a new vision. When you came up with that line, it was in conjunction with a series of what I call soul scenes or dreams about working with couples and bringing them to relational bliss and connection. So it was so beautiful, the sequence of how those remedies came up. So Norm also develops things to help people develop a harmony, a bliss. You're a new breed of doctor, I guess, Norm. And what would you want to say to that big question? Because for some people, if they have meaningfulness and they see past the illness, it changes everything. You told me a story once about a woman that was, I think she did 4 weeks of intense forgiveness and her cancer disappeared. You've been around in a way that you've seen a lot. You've had people come to you. What would you want to share with people about the first thing when people come to see you? What's the anthropological, philosophical base? What do you want them to catch in terms of holding and seeing what's causing them pain, what's blocking them?
Well, the basic theory is that anger, guilt, anxiety, and depression never heal anything. It is sort of wallowing in your manure. And you must accept that there's some things you can't change. Now, if you can change it, great. If you have the energy and ability to make something different, great. If you do not, if you know that you're not going to waste your life energy and your time trying to change something you can't, let's put it this way. For instance, I think the greatest risk to the entire planet and human race is nuclear energy, with the most stupid people in the world forever having created it. But I could spend all of my life and I'm not going to get rid of it. Therefore, I detach and accept that I have no ability over that. My favorite word in the world is detachment. And so if you cannot change it, you must divorce it, detach, and go on with life. It's that simple. If you play the broken record over and over again of anger, guilt, anxiety, depression, you're just getting worse. So not being able to change it, take a deep breath and let it go. Detach. That's what I call going for sainthood. Going for sainthood is to detach and not change.
I'm taking it in. I'm taking the – so detachment takes us off the cycle where we're draining ourselves by moving towards something that's in opposition to our bigger health or bigger bliss.
Exactly. Now, I already had known these five circuits, fire, air, water, earth, and crystal, but the way to stimulate them was with electricity, and it took a minimum of 20 minutes for each circuit. A lot of people will spend 20 minutes to save their life, And so all of a sudden, 7 years ago, I had an idea. We've got to find a better way to stimulate these rings, and instantly came to mind specific blends of essential oils. Now, the fascinating thing about it is I created all those within a week. I sort of got a download of what was to be in them. And then we tested them with the biochemistry, and it worked. Now, I have tried numerous times to find one blend of essential oil that will work on all five circuits. I've not been able to find it yet. So you do have to use the specific mixture for each ring, but it takes a minute maximum to stimulate one ring using the essential oils.
You told me that we talked about this because, you know, before Dr. Valerie Hunt passed away, she told me that the major thing was to help people out of life shock, because life shock drains the system and sets them up for illness. So when I heard about these remedies, first of all, it took me out. It impacted my heartbreak, but it inspired me to move to use this with couples, because to shift something in a minute that's been held in place, I thought was one of the greatest breakthroughs. Me and you had just finished a series with Brenda Watson on healing and dealing with mold conditions, and I had called you a few months later, and you told me you came up with this other, because we were talking about an essential oil that would help with mold. And I had no idea you had made this discovery, and it was so beautiful because I thought it was the most useful, profound thing I had heard about to this day.
Well, it is good. Now 7 years later, I can truthfully say I still consider it the most important change in acupuncture in 4,000 years.
Mm-hmm. So, you know what I want to do, Noel? I'm curious if Kai or Kimchi or Ariel, These oils, the essential oil blends that Norm came up with, because what I see for a lot of people when they go into crisis or they're nearing a kind of a catastrophe or they're really under something, to be able to use an essential oil and have a major shift in the brain in 60 seconds, I found to be so in target with, you know, it's one of the resources in the back of my book, Divorce the Patterns on Each Other, because oftentimes I think in a bad chemistry, when our brain is tilted, we make decisions and we collapse. And I just, you know, so Kimchi, I want to say that as a coach and someone who works with groups and for public speakers who are terrified sometimes to get on the stage, I was so excited when Norm came up with this, but I also found it to be curative and very helpful for heartbreak, which I think probably underlies another 90% of underlies, probably along with depression, with holding people's vital force back. I'd like to get have you heard of these remedies, Kimchi? Because I always was curious about essential oils, but the specific application I thought was really just exceptional and I don't know, just sort of profound. I really loved sequentially how this came up in my life, and having Norm, you know, share this was significant. Have you had much experience with essential oils and helping people shift energy or gain the healing impulse from essential oils in your practice?
I have a little bit of experience. I cannot say that I know very much of it. People bring in their essential oil for me to test, and they're from different companies. Often they test well. It stimulates the sense, and for children, for example, I find it works really well. It helps calm them down right away in some situations. So that's about my experience with that. However, I would love to be able to have access to Norm's essential oil and to investigate.
Yes.
All I do is just test them and record the data and see what it does to the body. And I would love to have that and just see energetically, how it works, how it affects the body, whether it's physically, emotionally, intellectually, or spiritually. And I will be just testing them and record the data to see where it goes and so on, and, you know, and begin to explore it.
Norm, I want to connect you with Kimchi so she could do that. And I'm also giving it as a resource for people on my new website, because I just feel it's a wonderful resource for people. You're listening to the Vibrant Living Network, along with Kimchi Moher, Kai Cole. Kai, what's, And Ariel, of course, our New York, New Jersey homeopath coordinator for Vibrant Living there. What bubbles to your mind? You're catching the energy of these remedies that Norm came up with, Kai. You're getting a sense that it takes a minute. Use these remedies, and it makes such a shift in the meridian of the energy system that allows your brain and your, I say your brain-soul connection to catch another level of stabilization and inspiration. And it's profound. I mean, for a lot of people, you know, they're, when the system gets reversed, it's so hard for them to see past. There's a woman that wrote a new book. It's called How I Saved Myself from My Brain. And she just said when she was in a catastrophe state, it was so hard for her to go beyond her brain catastrophizing. So in a sense, these remedies impact the energy system and the brain within a minute. And also I want to say we have Mark from Vermont Tire with us. I want to share something miraculous, but I want to share with you something that happened to me, because I almost had two significant collisions. And I was going to review these tires that were incredible.
Really?
Hi.
Yeah, you've got quite a bit of weather down there. Hi.
Hey, Mark, I want to say that this is really funny on my show, because I talk all about breakthroughs in longevity and rejuvenation, how people can write books. So we got a world-class neurosurgeon with us, Mark, and here we are talking about tires. You know, I was up in Vermont yesterday. I want to say to people, I don't usually talk about tires, but because I travel to all kinds of retreats and spas and inns, about 5 years ago, I was coming back, and I did a 360 on a back road, which was pretty remarkable itself. Now, the car spun around, 360, it turned off, and I thought, oh, my God, this is a life-changing event. It happened the same way a month later. So, of course, I became really committed about tires. I got curious about tires. Now, this year, and I need you to help me with the name of this company, because you say it much better than I do. You're a tire expert. Okay, say it again, Mark.
Vredestein.
So I want to say, Mark, and I want to say to the company, these tires are like are driving a magic sled. Literally, I've driven now on closed roads and parking lots where they say, do not enter. The car is so stable. All these people that say it's too noisy and studs are outdated. Literally, Mark, having this car, I don't care if there's an Easter or a blizzard, I've driven through all of it, and I don't come close to stopping. I'm stable on the road. So this is my total an appreciation and endorsement. And I've reviewed stuff from Michelin. I've reviewed stuff from Blizzaks. Studs are a different world. I just want to get your comments. Thank the people at Vierstein to say that this is the tires I'm recommending and endorsing. What would you want to say to people real quick about this technology in terms of safety? I've been at many hotels, and people that are going to stay in the hotel the next night, I said, you wouldn't be staying in the hotel if you had these tires.
Well, I think people who make the choice to invest in winter tires, the number one thing they're looking to get out of it is safety in winter conditions. And the pinnacle of that is a studded winter tire. And the modern-day studded winter tire is not like the old 1970s winter tires. These tires from Vredestein are pre-studded from the factory with a special stud that's chamfered on the edges so that when it makes contact with the road, it makes less noise than the old studs, and yet it works a lot better. Now they cover the whole face of the tire, so you get all those biting edges. And the one thing that I have to say about the studs as well is it's the only thing where you're getting a mechanical connection with a road that is temperature independent. For years, a lot of companies like your Michelin, Bridgestone are the two most popular that came out with studless compounds, and they would argue that they'd have grip on ice. And I agree they have some grip on ice, but compared to a studded tire, they're not even in the same playing field.
Mark, let's say the name of the company one more time, reveal it, and we'll give out your website. And what's the specific name of the tire that they sent me?
That's a Vredestein Windtrack Ice. It was a brand new tire this year.
All right.
I actually didn't even know that I was getting them when I got them. I had ordered the previous generation, and they had come out with this new tire, and they hadn't even announced it yet, and just filled the trailer with the next.
By the
generation.
Way, I want to recommend your blog to people on tires. It's great. I want to refer you to the people to your website. How can people read your blog and learn about what you do?
It's at VTTireOnline.com.
VTTireOnline with Mark. Mark, you're our tire expert. Thank you for this.
Yeah.
It's really made a lot of more pleasure and safe driving and a lot of fun. I drive to my backwoods sauna for my detox with no problem, independent of ice storms or northeasters. So I want to thank you and the people at Wetterstein. I'm still learning. It's a new language for me. And I encourage people, and I look forward to seeing you in Mount Pilliar or Burlington, your wonderful stores. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, thanks. I'm glad they worked out for you, and I'm glad they're keeping you safe.
Oh, it worked out great. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, back, we continue it. Yeah, thank you, Mark. Thank you. You know, vibrant living is a way of life. I live this all during the week. Night. I get up at 3 a.m. sometimes to write down what's coming in. I meet people who travel to see me from around the world. We're talking with Dr. Norm Shealy, neurosurgeon, New Vita physician. We're talking about medicine for your soul, medicine for your body. Kimchi Moy, a resopath, who's listening to your body and reading what it's saying. Like, how do you actually, and what, sometimes our bodies change and you need to have the food of the moment, the food that's going to work, the lifestyle, you know, Norm wrote a book called How Occult Medicine Can Save Your Life. I've talked to him many times about the impact of things like exorcisms. Like, there's so many levels. So conventional medicine, Kai Cole, beloved co-host, that's my new name for you, Ariel. I want to thank the infinite mind, because the people that I meet, I could never do this alone. It's a web of people and resources that we're in touch with each other. There's a course we put together with Norm that I'll probably offer soon, but Norm's engagement call, it's called Living in the Miraculous. Like, how do you really begin to live? Because a lot of times it gets people into the miraculous is kind of a life disturbance, a soul-shaking, life-threatening situation.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Vibrant Living Network. I'm Glenn Brooks, along with Kai Cole and our wonderful team of my vibrant family today, Dr. Norm Shealy, neurosurgeon, New Breeder physician, Kimchi Moyer, who is developing another whole field on mesopathy, how to really listen to your body's what's saying to you, speaking to you. Ariel is with us today. He's a homeopath and also part of our Vibrant Living team, produces the Vibrant Living speaking events. Kai, I was going to ask Norm a question, because Norm, I think, spent $1 million studying the impact of being congruence in our lives. But a lot of people just emailed me and said, what's the one attitude during a diagnosis of something that seems overwhelming? A lot of people want to know, Norm, the philosophical base of the attitude. I have a lot of people I've recommended through the years, The Anatomy of an Illness. I thought it was one of the best books ever written by Norm Cousins about laughter and really having a different, bringing a different relationship attitudinally What's the attitude or mindset when you hear something that's very disturbing to you? Is there anything you ask people to focus on or pay attention to? What seems to be crucial attitudinally?
Well, you know, interestingly, I have, since age four, I've always known that there's nothing that I fear about dying. My grandmother caught me up on a lard can, and it was about 3.5 feet tall. But be careful, you get hurt. Grandma, don't worry. If you're going to die, you're going to die. So all my life, the idea of dying, if you suddenly told me I had a fatal disease, I'd say, okay, so what? I'll recycle. I call it recycling. Because I don't believe in reincarnation. I know that's what we do. I know 30 of my previous lives. Once you accept that this life is only a learning experience and there'll be others to learn more. So if you're suddenly faced with a fatal, potentially illness, well, just detach and enjoy life. I know that sounds simple, but that's what I would do.
What would you do, Kai? What's bubbling for you as Norm says that, Kai?
It brings to me the statement that you had said to me, Glenn, when you said, what is it that we call vibrational resonance? And to me, the first thing that came up is laughter. And when I think of death, I immediately think of laughter. Being in vibrational resonance with it just allows me to enjoy the present that much longer.
Well, you know, one of my recordings is laughing meditation, and I just laugh without being at any one thing. I just ha 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 ha. Within 30 seconds, everybody in the room is laughing.
I think they have something called laughter therapy, which is that natural modality that uses the same type of methods that you're mentioning.
You're 26, I think, or 26. How do you feel about death, Ariel? You're 26, you just got married. Is death each day that goes by? Do you think about death? Okay, I bonused you a year because the panel was a little senior to you today. So how do you feel about when Norm says he knows 30 of his past lives, the reality of those, how does that strike you?
In my opinion, death is the next step, is the next stage of into the real reality. It's definitely frightening. It's definitely, it can be nerve-wracking. And it's definitely something, it can be used in a useful way to live your life to the fullest, most productive way. But at the end of the day, I think if we realize that there's more, that this material world is just transcendent and it's temporary. And the next one is, you know, the real world, where that's where the real life, so to speak, begins. I think it becomes a less of a scary and a frightening concept for us as a whole. That's my take.
You know, I want to ask. Thank you, Ariel. Kimchi, we were discussing yesterday that sometimes you could spend up to 8 hours with a client, and that some clients come to you, and how the world would say it, in serious condition. What's your comment about Norm's beautiful? I thought it was a pretty profound statement that Norm doesn't have to believe in it. He experienced it. He experienced 30 lifetimes. What's your philosophical base when people say to you they might die? Like, what do you want to? I know that as an example, Dr. Nick Gonzalez told me that most people die. He was an oncologist. He passed away. He told me most people die via diagnosis, that most cancer diagnosis is the immune system shuts down. What Norm just said about laughter, I love that, and about he's not feared of dying, how does that come up for you when you're working with someone that feels threatened, and how do you deal with that in your life and or with your patients, with your clients?
I have to say, in my many years of testing, I did come up with, it happened a few times where I just get the information the person would not have long. And most of the time, I always get the information coming back that there's always something we can do about. You know, you get from, you're changing the diet, take the supplement, and meditation, and working on your emotion, et cetera, et cetera. But there are cases, I do have to say, where I just get the information coming back that this say that there's nothing you can do. And here I was, you know, like very enthusiastic, and I say, no, there must be something. There must be some bacterial remedy. There must be some mold fungus remedy, some microorganism we can bring in, you know, to help reestablish the terrain and so on. And I just kept getting the same information. Whatever you do, it will not change the course. And I was like a little bit shaky when that happened because I, you know, as a young practitioner at the time, I have a lot of hope for people, right? And I said, there's always something we can do. And so those experiences that came up in those times, that I get information, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you do, nothing will change your course. It forced me to ask a different question that I never think I would ask. And so I was forced to ask the question, well, does that mean that the person will not be here for very long? And I get it, yes. Oh my God, I was shaking then. And then I get that, you know, that it's going to happen very soon. In one case, I got like 2 days. Another case, I got 2 months. And then I had to sit back and think a little bit and say, should I tell the person who I am to tell the person? You know, so this, and I just get the voice tell me, you're going to need to speak the truth as it comes to you. Like, and you know, so it's like I have to have to rally up all my courage and have the guts to say, you know what, there's nothing I can do at this point, and I get this is what I get is, you know, 2 days. In this case, I was telling the son, he was asking me by his father, I said, you need to drop everything and go see your father.
Thank you.
You got 2 days, and he did pass 2 days later. Another case, another late stage for cancer, the husband and the wife just came in, and I got like 2 months. And I told him, look, you know, just do whatever you want to do to make yourself comfortable, but this is what I get. And they say, you know what, we already knew it. We just want to hear what you say. And then later on, a year later, the husband came back and they said, you remember my case with my wife? She did pass 2 months later. So I learned to speak and say with the truth as it comes, even though it's not comfortable. And again, I always like very nervous because I kept asking like, who am I to really pass this information down to people? Except that it just kept telling me, you've been doing this for many years. You know, you always speak, pass the message on, give out the information as it comes up. So you need to do the same thing. So that's what happened. In my cases, it's a little bit tough. You know, to have to give those news, but I always feel that the best for me to always to speak the truth as it presents itself.
Give out your website, Kimchi, as well.
Yeah, my website is rezopathy.com.
Rezopathy.com.
Rezopathy, rezopathy.com. I love it that Norm say, you know, you just laugh about, you know, the I mean, it laughter is such an amazing healing remedy. We need to laugh more, really. We need to like just crack up and just laugh more and have fun with whatever we do. We need to have fun, you know, enjoy what we do while doing good.
Norm, what's your comment about you wrote this wonderful article on psychic malpractice, and I believe in the article you talked about a woman who actually diagnosed you with leukemia. You offered to get medical tests. What about the interpretation of an illness and how that relates to spontaneous healing? What would your comment be about diagnosis? Just your because obviously you really have dived deep into this. What would be your comments to people that are in the middle of a tough diagnostic?
Well, the most important thing is not to get into the wallowing in it and playing the broken record over and over again. Again, take a deep breath.
Yeah.
What can I do? What am I willing to do? I can't imagine if I were told, if it was true that I had any kind of cancer, that I would undergo any conventional treatment. First thing we do is say, no, no, thank you. Thank God I don't have to do that. Now, I'm not saying, you know, if somebody wants to go chemotherapy and radiation, be my guest. But I would not do it.
Yeah.
I would try 100 grams of vitamin C IV, but
yeah.
I wouldn't do any chemotherapy.
Yeah. Ty, what's your take on this situation? What about, you got to read this article on that Norm wrote. It was pretty brilliant on psyche malpractice. So vitamin C, right. So a lot of people sometimes, I've heard it said that some people tolerate certain things and other people, they die quickly. Chemotherapy being one of the examples. What's your experience, Kai? What's bubbling for you in this conversation of diagnosis, interpretation of diagnosis, and, of course, spontaneous healing?
First of all, I'm absolutely loving the conversation because we're approaching it from so many different dimensions. We have the illness or the disease and our perception of it. And when I think about the world, you know, that's really all we have. It's the world and our perception of it. Fortunately or unfortunately, they're both just as real.
Well, you know, the interesting thing, Kai, is oncologists tell us that normal human beings produce cancer cells every day. When our immune system is healthy, they destroy them.
Wow.
So the important thing is keep your immune system strong.
Could we all come to your 120th birthday, Norm?
Of course. You're invited right now.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Kai, Kai is so good at making sure things are grounded and dates are done. We will be there. You know, asking the anthropologist asking Monty, you talked about we need to have a growing young society. So let me ask you this. So you're one of the more young people that I know in my life. Is anything changed? What's changed for you as you've had your body? At different periods, do you pay any attention to the fact of a chronological age? Like, in some people, you'd be an elder. Like, do you like the idea of being an elder? Like, what has the most meaning in terms of communicating the wisdom that you've shared?
Well, I've always thought, and I might change my mind when I reach there, that I don't even like the word old until you reach 100. And, you know, that's why I wrote a book called Life Beyond 100.
Yeah. Oh, I want to thank Regulat. I got to thank Regulat. Regulat is our underwriter. They're the fermented tonic elixir that helps your body have this immune response. That's pretty profound. Regulat. Regulat is R-E-G-U-L-A-T. Regulat. And, they won our Integrity and Whole Food Supplement Award. You could read about Regulat, and we'll talk about it a little bit next week as well. But Regulat's one of those super things you could take as a whole body tonic, rejuvenation, immune formula. I take it. Listen to Vibrant Living Network along with, by the way, Ariel, what would be your 30-second comment about, so you're 25. I just love that. I you know what I love about our team? We have people at all different levels on our team. And it's really about wisdom and what we discover from each other. We have this whole, what do you call it, relational brain thing going on. We're all learning from each other's brain. What's your take about what Norm said or Kimchi said or Kai said? What would be your comment being in your body 25 years? My teacher said to me, Paul Bragg, he said, aging is a bad habit. Don't get into it.
I think from listening to Dr. Shealy, Kai, Kimchi, I think what we can get at, what we see from this, you know, with in terms of when we spoke about essential oils, the body's ability to heal itself, especially in the realm of oncology and things like that, I think it just comes back to that central idea of how the wisdom of the spirit and the body itself together is what runs, and especially the spirit is what runs the course of, you know, our health and our well-being and where we want to go. It just comes to show that people, you know, we mentioned before how people react to chemotherapy, to the development of their cancer cells and of their body in so many different ways. It comes to show that each and every person is unique and characteristic an expression of their vitality and of their inner, you know, vital force of their energy. It just comes to show that everybody is different and unique, and how it has to be addressed individually and specifically. And I just wanted to thank Dr. Shealy again for coming on to bring this point, to drive this point home from a totally different and very interesting and very profound perspective. So I think it really sheds a lot more light on that area.
You know, Norm, you said no thank you to chemotherapy and radiation. One of the things, I became very friendly with Dr. Nick Gonzalez, Kimchi, and Ariel and Kai, and he told me he wouldn't treat anybody until he could tip them into the faith zone, He wouldn't treat anybody in any which way. He didn't use chemo. He used enzymes and metabolic typing. What about faith, Norm? The faith zone. Oh, you know what, Norm? I apologize. We're gonna have you on next week, though. You're a regular family member. Stay with us. I want to thank, for my deep heart, Kai Cole, Dr. Norm Shealy, Ariel, and you. You guys have really made my life so different. Thanks for being part of the Vibrant Living family. I appreciate you. Your life's precious. Enjoy. We'll be with you next week. Everybody's coming back, so you're able to visit with us again. In the meantime, enjoy each precious moment. I'm Glenn Brooks. Thanks for listening. And thank you for Om Times Radio.
Have a good one.